This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly today failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 326 out of a total of 489 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Ridiju said the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026. Hence, these two bills will not be moved for passage. He accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservations to the women.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
Earlier, replying to the discussion on three bills, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government will do everything to ensure reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies of states and union territories. Referring to the states of Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala, Mr. Shah said no one will suffer any loss. He said country should not be divided along north-south lines. He claimed that even a small union territory like Lakshadweep has the same rights as Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat and Bihar. Taking a dig at the opposition alliance, the Home Minister said that no one has opposed the constitutional amendment for women's reservation, but all members of the opposition have clearly opposed women's reservation. Mr. Shah also clarified that the Indian Constitution does not recognize reservations based on religion. Earlier participating in the discussion, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. Nominated member Harivansh has been elected as a deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive term. He was elected unopposed for the post. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Harivansh as the deputy chairman of the upper house. The office of the deputy chairman Rajya Sabha fell vacant after the term of Harivansh ended on the 9th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu had nominated him to the House following a vacancy created by the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase in Tamil Nadu intensifies. In West Bengal, leader of the opposition in the state assembly, BJP Subhendu Adhikari, addressed public meetings in Purulia district. He alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has neglected Purulia and failed to address the drinking water problem. Maharashtra Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis addressed a press conference in Kolkata and took part in rallies in support of party candidates. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed a public rally in Hemtabad in North Dinajpur district. Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial traffic, coinciding with a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi announced the move on social media, saying the passage for all commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire. However, ships must use a coordinated route set by Iran's maritime authorities. In women's cricket, India was 66 for 2 in 8.3 overs against host South Africa, the first T20 international of the five-match series in Durban when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to field. The next match of the series will be played at the same venue tomorrow, while the third and fourth fixtures will take place in Johannesburg on the 22nd and 25th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.